Oh, you picked this one. Oh, this is Village Tale.
This is like the first thing we ever recorded, I believe.
The first thing I found.
Oh, yeah.
So if you know there's any swears coming up, please save me.
I didn't swear.
Well, clean.
I kind of yell at this one, but there's other ones I yell even more.
Wait, so that's you doing the vocals?
Yeah. Yeah, this is like...
Oh, yeah. I can see the mosh pits going. There we go.
There's a lot of comments, too. Like, I saw these guys in Atlanta. They were freaking awesome.
It was fun. We were I was in a band with the guys from Seven Dust. We all kind of came up. It was like Seven Dust, Stuck Mojo, and us in a band called Bullhead Clap were kind of like the Atlanta hardcore scene for a while.
I caught some of the video. You look very intense on stage. That must have been like a draining experience.
I don't even know if there's like live stuff there. It was fun. We made an album that was called White Collar Burnout that actually was pretty good. I'm kind of proud of. But that's like an old school one. That's one of the first ones we ever recorded.
And
that
sounds like Central New York hardcore right there. Like,
well, thank you. Thank you.
Is that an insult?
No, Central
New York hardcore.
I don't know Central New York. I know New York hardcore, and I'm a huge fan. Who is in Central New York?
You know what? I can't think of any of the bands right now, but they were very, very, very heavy.
I loved Helmet. I was a big fan. Helmet was a great band, one of my favorites. As a matter of fact, when I saw them in concert, it changed my life. They were a band when I saw them. I'm like, I can do now. This is something I can do, or I want to do. They're one of the few bands that I saw in concert. And I went, yep. And somehow I ended up not doing that at all. Ended up doing this.
Well,
there
boys,
you go.
What
ended up
downer.
Bitching about Chad
Jaren
Tracy.
Duran. Yeah,
Jaren Duran.
Trying to take
I guess.
Chad Tracy down. By the way, speaking of baseball, since you brought it up, I'm not pivoting. Richard Deitch reports NBC had a 4 million viewer average on NBC and Peacock, the most watched Sunday night baseball game in 15 years. 15 years, which goes back to Red Sox-Yankees 2011. So this last Sunday was a huge number
for
MLB.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's great. Because, I mean, it was
surprising given the Red Sox, you know, record.
Yes,
you know?
It totally was.
And no Judge.
It's not a rivalry anymore. Right. There's no Judge. And, I mean, no one expected that to be a good game at all, and it was an excellent game. Like, that was one of the better games of the year. Hmm. I mean, there's no question it was the best game of the year.
You mentioned this to Tracy, like, people were talking Red Sox again. I hate to say they're back, but it is fun to watch for a short spurt all of a sudden.
They continue this, like, if they continue to win, and I know that, obviously, they've had five in a row now. I think they've won six of the last seven. But when you sweep the Yankees and you do it in dramatic fashion on Sunday Night Baseball, people are going to start talking about you again. People are going to start caring. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I like that the team's got a little bit of attitude. I'm not talking about the Jaren Duran type attitude. I'm talking about the Wilson Contreras type of attitude. Like, that's the kind you like.
Siegler, I think people are starting to like. Abreu, people are already like.
Yep. Tolley, everybody loves. Mm-hmm. Sonny Gray got out there. I mean, had a no-hitter through seven-something innings.
Durbin, for some reason, because of Lorenzo, I guess.
Durbin's
back.
Been great. Yeah, right. I mean, it's like there's now players on this team that you're saying to yourself, man, if they got to trade a few of these guys, it's going to hurt. And whereas, what, 3-4 weeks ago, we're like, everyone's gone. Just get rid of everyone. You know? And maybe, just maybe, if the team continues to win and they start doing well, maybe sooner rather than later, you'll see certain players, you know, get back on the field quicker.
Right. There'll be incentive for man Roman.
Right. Maybe Roman Anthony will go, I'll play through the pain.
All right.
You know, as I said, I'm not calling anybody out, but it's human nature. Why would you rush yourself back until you're 100% if it's a team that stinks? But if it's a team that's playing well and it seems like it's fun and the crowd's into it, sure, I'd rush back. I'd play at 80%. I wouldn't wait till 100.
Did you see that report I sent? So Feinsand was going through all the teams and what their biggest needs were. And the Red Sox, middle infield, second/shortstop. They're collectively like the lowest OPS in baseball among those two positions. Not a surprise. They, you know, Trevor Story's out, and they have Chang in at short right now, and Siegler, who's done all right. But
yeah,
it makes sense that that's the position, if you're going to trade, and acquire somebody, you would go middle infield, my man Jeremy Pena. Let's see if the Astros are sellers.
Pena watch.
Pena watch, just like Trey Murphy watch.
I got a text and I looked down at my phone. It just says Pena watch. I'm like, okay.
I'm the only one on Pena watch. But at one point, I was the only person on Giannis watch. So I would just like to say that.
It's true. You knew before anyone else. It was funny. I saw Pena watch. I didn't have to see who it was from. I'm like, that's a Ken text.
Boy, Jackson's really getting into this baseball.
Yeah, Jackson's on Pena watch.
And Mbappe has scored. France won, Sweden nil. So
okay, all right.
The guy is just, he just delivers every time. It's automatic.
Am I wrong to root for shootouts every match? Like, this is fine. Like, I like the fact that somebody scored, but those shootouts yesterday were effing awesome.
They were pretty good, but I fear for the lives of these people who miss. Like,
dude,
they show the
yes.
crowd after the miss, and it's like, people have this look on their face of, I am stabbing you in the parking lot after this match is over.
And
I can't believe you missed that.
And the people who, you know, as they, you know, should, because it's their job, but I mean, they slow-mo the people in agony when they shank one, and
they
put their hands over their face, like, oh, and it's different if it's blocked. Like, if it's blocked, you're like, okay. And you start to realize pretty quick, the goalie's just like, randomly choosing a side to dive. Like, he'll dive to the right and he'll go completely to the left.
Like, when they have a save, like, that one guy last night had a save where he went slightly to his right and stuck his hand up and saved it. It's one of the more incredible things when that happens. It's
pure
like,
luck.
What?
Pure luck.
Is it? I guess.
I mean, you got to, first of all, you have a 50% chance of going in the wrong direction.
And but he didn't dive. He went over and, like, actually stopped it. You know?
Oh, yeah. That's right. And that one he went up. But, I mean, it's the guys who shank the goal altogether.
Oh, yeah.
The ones who,
the
no matter what, they just kick it above it or they kick it to the right or the left. Those are the dudes I feel sorry for. Because you're right. In some of these countries, they're not as forgiving. I mean, we've heard horror stories of how some of the fans, you know, interact with some of the players.
See, it could be worse, Jaron.
That's right.
It's true. Good points, dude.
It could be worse. All right. Well, we got Red Sox baseball. Let's see if they can go for 6 in a row. I don't see why not.
Here we go. Connelly early tonight.
All right. I'm feeling good about this one.
Oh, don't say that. Last time you felt good about something, the last two times it didn't go well.
No, it did not.
For the
I'm
Celtics.
Feeling bad about this one.
Ooh, a rich curse?
No.
It could be. Could be.
Too late to show.
All right, everybody. Have yourself a fantastic evening. Christian Arcand, he's going to be bringing you into the old ball game. He is live from Fenway Park right now. Hopefully the rain stays away. Enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen. If you missed our Chad Tracy interview, very controversial. You can hear it on the podcast over there on the Odyssey app. Everybody listen to some Stiz Grimy today.
No, Miller's tail.
If you like to, sure.
All of our stuff.
There you go. All of our. Jackson, what's your band called?
Truman Highway.
Truman Highway. What's yours, Ken?
Surf Agents.
Surf Agents. All right, there we go. We should all go on tour together. All right, everybody, have yourself a great evening. We will see you again tomorrow. Bye.